With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
If there is one thing that we love about movies, it's a random dance scene for absolutely no reason. But sometimes we are blessed with an entire movie filled with dance, and damn it, we need to talk about it. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we're fangirling over our favourite dance movies.
Dance movies.
Dance movies.
There's a lot of good dance movies for a very long period of time. I feel like they never go out of fashion.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Well, not but for me, was, anyway.
There was like a period of time in particular, and I'm talking like late 90s, early 2000s, when a whole fuck ton of them got released.
You're right.
Yeah.
They were like when No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits came out, but just all dance movies.
All dance movies. Mm.
And yes. I wasn't mad about it, to be honest.
No, nor was I. I mean, I was in my dance prime. When I say my dance prime, that was when I really loved anything dance related. I could not, cannot, will not dance. No, I won't say will not.
She will dance. Who are we kidding?
I love to dance.
You get enough wine in this woman, she'll do anything.
I'm not a good dancer.
Fun fact about me, I actually danced until I was 21.
Oh, bless.
Yes. So I did many, many genres of dance. I hated ballet because it was cutthroat.
But it's the foundation.
Oh, yeah. They used to tell me that. Look, I wasn't amazing. I just sort of coasted along, but I had a good time.
But you know what?
Mm.
Good on you.
I did tap, jazz, contemporary, my solid trio.
Hey,
and then I did just other things, bits and pieces. My mum tried to keep me in ballet because it's meant to teach you, like, you know, your posture and you're meant to walk with grace. I don't walk with grace ever, so it's obviously not helped. I have terrible posture.
Honestly, have not paid attention to the way you walk.
Great.
So I can neither confirm nor deny the level of grace with which you walk.
When I was younger, I look back now and I'm like, damn, girl, you had great posture. Mm. And now I'm like hunchback of Notre Dame.
We're both like sitting here with sore backs because of our terrible posture.
Yeah. So anyway.
But it's fine.
I used to love watching these films because they were so much better than I was at dancing and I had aspirations to be these people.
Yeah. It's like you can put yourself in their shoes and be a fucking dance monster for that.
Like I just loved going to like pantomimes and Stedfords and all that kind of stuff because it was just so fun. You got dressed up, you danced a bit. You got Macca's afterwards. That was my treat. Like, hell, it was just a good time. Even when I was 21, I was like, treat yourself, girlfriend. Treat you're going to buy yourself some Big Macs or whatever. But, yeah, I did do that.
Aww.
So I just love me a dance movie.
There you go.
You would not know by watching me dance on the dance floor.
Oh.
Because that's a different world, I feel.
Sad ones.
Yeah, I'm not very good. She's not very good.
Neither am I. You know what? You and I can just awkward white girl dance in a corner together.
If there's choreography, cool. That's fine. When I got to do it myself, I'm like, this is hard.
I can't even manage the choreography, mate, because, you know, I used to be in bands. I used to be a rock star way back when. Yeah,
you are a rock star.
Sure, whatever.
Cheers.
But cheers. Cheers to me being a former rock star.
Mm.
But I was in, like, this huge Pink tribute band.
Ooh.
So now I was a backing vocalist, but it came with backup dancers and choreography and naturally they wanted the backing vocalists to be able to join the dancers. So I would have to go to like dance studios to rehearse and all of that stuff and they're like, stop looking at me in the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror. And I'm like, no, but
you know what I'm doing. I need to watch you.
Because you're showing me what I'm supposed to be doing. They're like, but you need to see yourself doing it. And I'm like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Nobody's going to care.
I was not super good at learning choreography, but I did manage to scrape by in the Pink shows.
That's all that matters. As long as you pull it off in the end.
Yeah. And I mean, huzzah. But I did have a lot of drinks before. going on stage for those shows.
That's understandable. One of my favorite things to do was actually not dance myself, but to stand on the side when the younger children would dance, because essentially you would learn their dance and then you would stand four dancers on either side, you know, left stage, right stage, front and back. So that they could see you.
Oh, pardon me, sorry.
And that was the best because it was like things like, you know, put your hand on your hip and point your toe. Like, but they were just so fucking cute.
They are really cute.
So that was my time to shine, really, when the choreography was number one easy and there was children to distract people.
Aww.
Anyway,
so
on to dance movies.
I'm going to go aside again because whatever.
You know me. I'll just do whatever you want
to
do.
I was talking to a coworker today. Shout out to John if he ever listens to this.
Go on, John.
I said, he said, you know what? Oh, do you have any plans tonight? I said, I'm recording my podcast. He's like, oh, that's great. What topic? And I said, you know, we're recording dance movies. Mm. And he goes, huh, have you seen enough movies, do you reckon, to be able to just talk about one genre?
Yes, John, we have.
And I looked at him, I was like, yeah. Haven't you? He doesn't think he has.
I reckon John could talk about dance movies. We got onto the topic, be more into it.
John, I'm going to join us one day.
Just put this. How old is John? Are we talking here?
So John sounds like an old name.
Yeah, yeah.
No, John's younger than me.
Okay, great. So I think
John's younger than you.
Oh, God, John. Right, so you can link him a link to this podcast.
Yeah,
You don't need to burn it to a CD or anything like that.
No. I don't need to I don't need to just like stick it in his ears and press play.
On the Walkman that you've got.
On a Walkman. On an 8-track or something. But I'll link him to this, and we're officially inviting you, John,
To provide some feedback on this.
Just let us know how we do talking about just one singular genre.
Yeah.
Because I was saying, you know, we've done musicals. I don't know how we haven't even covered dance movies before. It's like, can you talk about just like one genre? It's like a sub-genre.
John. You know nothing, John.
I know. Do you know us, John? You know his name's John Williams.
You know nothing, John Williams.
Like the composer. The great composer, John Williams.
John Williams, you should know about dance movies. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it, girl. And then we dress Rachel's dog up like a triceratops.
No. I can be the dinosaur.
Okay. Immediately. She was like, no.
No.
Buddy is not getting dressed up.
I will be the dinosaur. I'm the star.
Great.
You know, my kids pretend to be dinosaurs all the time and it's great. And they have specific noises for each dinosaur. So naturally the T-Rex is a big roar. But the velociraptor is like a coo.
That almost sounds like an owl. I mean, they're not quite wrong, are they, really?
No, they're not.
Says I, the paleontologist.
No, this has all come from a video of a fireman pretending to be dinosaurs.
Oh.
He's great. He jumps up on tables.
Does
and
he do the little arms?
Yeah, he does. Yes. He does his full posture and everything.
Great.
So I'll show you after this.
Okay. Excellent. Let's get this done so I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay,
dance movies.
Dance movies. We're on track.
I've lost my screen.
It's only been 8
first.
Minutes, but we are now onto it. Okay, yeah. I'm just going to go right out of the bat and say the Step Up movies here.
Oh, I'm so glad you did because I didn't have them on my list.
Great. So I am very particular about my Step Up films.
Now, this is Channing Tatum.
Step Up.
Oh, and Jenna, they married.
Dewan Tatum. Yeah, she's not Dewan Tatum anymore. They were married. Then
they
now divorced.
They have a divorce.
Yeah,
yes.
But very amicably. Amicably. So I'm told. I don't know either of them personally. But anyway, the original Step Up, and then I like the Step Up. I don't know what number it is, but the one where they dance in the streets.
Step Up 2.
There you go. 1 and 2.
Because it was called Step Up to the streets.
Ah, correct. Yes. Because they go to the streets. They take it to the streets.
I haven't seen. So I've seen Step Up.
Okay.
I've seen bits of Step Up to the Streets.
Yeah.
Because somebody once told me that this character reminds me of you and showed me a clip and it was like a tiny girl with a lot of attitude and I was fair enough.
It's true. Yeah. Those two then are my favorite Step Up films. The rest are just not quite, they're still, you know, dance films, well, but they're not.
That happens quite a lot with things like once it kind of gets to the third one, you're like, give it a rest.
I've seen this now.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Step up.
Step up.
Channing Tatum in those films. Damn.
Channing Tatum in any film, really.
He has written a children's book. Have you seen?
Has he?
Yes. So in quarantine, he wrote a children's book about a unicorn.
Well, I'm getting it.
Yeah. Anything that man produces, I will have.
Yeah, I will have. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Please and thanks.
But yeah, Step Up. Great film. Lots of good dancing.
Amazing.
The storyline is also quite good, I thought.
Yes.
But I could be biased because I just love a good dance film.
Yeah, I don't remember the storyline, but I remember loving it back then.
Mm. Okay. What's the first one on your list for dance movies?
Center Stage.
Oh, damn. When that Michael Jackson song plays at the end.
Oh, my God. And she rips the thing, or she twirls out.
She's wearing white.
One tutu.
Yeah.
And then she's like in a red.
She's naughty.
Yeah. Amazing. And she takes off on a motorbike. On the stage.
Yeah, she's a rebel without a cause. Yeah. She also realizes at the end of the film that the guy she thought she liked is a douchebag and the guy that was there for her all along is her best friend and her now boyfriend.
I believe that his name is Sasha Radetzky.
Yes, you are correct, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so good at this. And shout out Zoe Saldana's film.
And she's a good dancer.
She's a great dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I love that film.
That's a great film. What a fucking – I owned that soundtrack
CD. Me too. I owned it on tape.
On tape. On tape. See, yeah. And I'm older than you.
I know.
I had the CD.
My mum used to shop for the bargains.
Oh, of course.
So she got me a tape.
Well, I bought it with my own money.
Yeah. So this was the issue because I had no money when it came out because I was too young. So she scrimped on it and got me the tape. Yeah, but still,
there we go.
Worked.
But you had it. Exactly. So that's all great. That matters.
And it had a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's one thing I will say.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
And Jamiroquai. And
Michael Jackson
all on, along with like classical ballet music all in one. It's like, that's amazing.
That's one thing about Step Up. None of the songs are really, you know, like stickers.
I don't remember really. Oh, then there was like Mandy Moore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who was really in at the time.
She was. She's still in, but in different ways now, I find. Mandy Moore.
Is she? Oh, she's in that
This Is
show
Us.
That I haven't watched.
Neither have I, but apparently it's quite good. She's also in Tangled, which I loved.
Yeah, I loved her in that.
Mm. Anyway, Center Stage. Damn, that should have been top of the list.
Right.
That's my favorite so far of the two we've discussed.
Thank you.
Okay, what's next for me? Let me open my list and open it up. Honey.
Oh, my God. Honey. Okay, so I did not put Honey on mine because I was like, for sure, Amy's going to put Honey.
I fucking love Honey. The song at the end of Honey is my jam.
It is the jam.
Oh, it actually, I have a funny story to tell, segue. So one of my really, really good friends, Honey is probably her favorite. I'm not even exaggerating here. She will watch it at least once a week. Like she loves it. She's just, you know, it's just her, you know, when you go to bed and you wind down, you watch Honey type show.
Cute.
She freaking loves it. We all drove to Townsville. I can't remember what for. We went to Maggie Island, I think. And this song came on shuffle, the song at the end by, I can't even think of the name.
I can't remember who it was. I'm Googling, keep talking.
You know, when the like piano comes in, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're all like, shut up. We all knew all the words and it was an absolute banger. It was the best time ever. And I just love that film.
I believe
is what it's called. Yes.
I believe I can. I believe I will. There we go. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, dreams are real.
There we go. Oh, my God. Honey, Honey 2. Honey 3. Honey, Rise Up and Dance.
There's
four Honey films.
No. I've not seen Honey 2, 3 or 4. Honey number 1 will always be the best Honey.
It's the Honey. And look at Jessica Alba there.
Oh, damn.
With her bangs in her face.
That makes me regret going to have a Big Jack for dinner. But I'm still going to do it.
A Big Jack?
Yeah. So Hungry Jacks have brought out a Big Jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Amy, slow down on the wine because it's called fucking Big Mac.
No, they've brought it out and I've not tried it. Anyway, Honey, just reminiscing on how fucking smoking hot
she's so
she is.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're playing the song.
Get out of here. We're not playing the song.
No. But Lil Bow Wow was actually in that film too. And so little.
So little.
But yeah, look, the storyline for Honey is also not amazing, but
no, of course not.
But I like it.
But we accept it.
And is it Missy Elliott that's in that, that she's dancing in the clip
for? I think
for?
So.
Or someone along those lines.
Somebody,
sorry, Missy
somebody
Elliott,
around.
If it's not you.
Around that.
Anyway, there you go. Honey for me.
Honey. Amazeballs.
All right. Who's next for you?
Save the Last Dance.
Oh,
hell yeah.
There were so many. This okay, if you want to talk about dance movies with a storyline, Save the Last Dance.
Oh, hell yeah.
Julia Stiles.
What a great, great, great movie.
Yeah, and she wore her hair like how I wore my hair.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, when I was young,
oh,
real grease back with just a little fringe at the
just
front.
Just the tiny.
Just the two strips.
And the two tiniest strips that you can manage.
It was wonderful. Good times. I love looking back at my grade eight photos.
Aww.
Wonderful.
Terrible. But, okay, so recently I watched back the her audition dance. You
yeah.
know, the big one that it's building up
yeah.
to. And I was like, wow, this is the lamest.
Yeah, it's not great.
It has not stood
through
the test
of
time.
Whereas, you know, the Honey Dance and Step Up Dances, they're pretty damn good.
They probably do, yeah. But, yeah, Save the Last Dance does not. Like, mixing that hip hop with ballet didn't quite
work. No.
But there are a lot of scenes in,
yeah.
in Save the Last Dance that I love. I love when, you know, he is showing her, you know, the,
how to groove,
the hip-hop stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he makes her do the grunt
yeah.
and everything.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. And,
oh, dear.
Oh, what's wrong with us?
I don't know. Many things.
Anyway.
That's a great film.
It's great.
I do like that. That's a good dance film
and,
to add.
And Kerry Washington's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Man, she's a babe.
She is a babe.
Okay, for me, what's next? I've got Burlesque on here,
ooh.
Which may make or break you. I don't know if it's in your cup of tea. But
look, it's not my cup of tea. It's not entirely my cup of tea.
Mm.
To me, it's more of a musical.
Yes, I guess you're correct.
I got more kind of musical vibes from it. I think that Burlesque is a blatant cash grab kind of movie. Which is why I'm like, oh, I'm not the hugest fan in the world. It was very in your face.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not utterly unenjoyable
no.
as well. Like I'll sit and if it's on, I'll sit and watch it.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have a good time.
Yeah. I think for me, I loved doing that kind of genre when I danced. So I was
yeah,
like,
okay,
oh,
fair
man,
enough.
I love burlesque.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we were in – we did a – portrayal of Chicago, I guess you want to call it.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I,
like
when
Cell
I
Block
was
Tango
like,
type
Yeah, so when
vibes.
I was about 17, 18.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't seen like anything since then. And then Burlesque came out and I was like, damn, I need to go and watch this because it's my spirit animal
yeah.
coming out. I love that whole, you know, sequins and sparkly and
I
like power
I was so
tunes.
Excited for it when it came out.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And then like kind of as the years have gone on, I'm like, actually, isn't that great?
It's not.
But no.
It's not great. It's actually a pretty shitty movie, in, you know, in the sense of the story itself, but it's trash and I love it.
Yeah,
like, I
fair
just
enough.
Keep watching it. And like the,
go,
I think the thing with her is she doesn't actually know how to dance very well at the start and she kind of
yeah.
learns. She can always yeah. sing, but she learns how to actually present herself,
yes.
I guess. And yeah. Cher is in it.
I mean, how can you say no?
Oh, and Stanley, what's his
Tucci?
Name? Tucci, that's
yeah.
him. And he's fabulous.
He is. He's always wonderful. No matter
he
what
is.
He does, he's always amazing.
Yeah. Devil Wears Prada. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Burlesque for me. Have you got anything else?
My trash thing that I'm going to put on there is Magic Mike. But the
oh.
second one, not the first
oh.
one.
I've not seen the second one. That's the one with Joe Manganiello in it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the first one I did watch, I have seen it. I can't watch it again because I get so.
It's very raunchy.
I just get mortified because. Men, this is a PSA.
Yeah.
Stop thrusting.
Yeah, I don't need to see a dick.
Stop it. I know you have one. you don't need to shove it in my face unless I really want you to.
Yeah, and I'll tell you if I do.
But like when they're doing the dancing and the stripping and whatnot and they are just rapidly thrusting, I'm so embarrassed for them.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I can't do it. I actually have a little mini meltdown
every time
when I watch it because I can't. The thrusting gets me, but
you need to trigger if you want to trigger Rachel. Thrusting. Thrust. It's the thrust.
Like honestly, even like Jake will jokingly, ha, I was about to thrust then, and I'm like, don't, just don't, because I'll cut it off. I will die of embarrassment for you.
Yeah,
for thrusting. But the second Magic Mike, which is called Magic Mike XXL,
because I hello. Love
it. It is more about actual dancing and less about thrusting in your face.
I think I'm going to watch that on the weekend because I've not actually watched. I've seen clips from it.
Have you seen the Cheetos and Water clip?
No. Ooh. Who is it of?
Joe Manganiello.
Great.
In a servo.
That man is so attractive.
He is amazing. So his goal is to make the cashier at the servo laugh.
Right.
So he goes in and basically starts stripping and doing all of these really risque moves right in front of the servo cashier.
Yeah.
And then he like rips open a pack of Cheetos.
Yeah.
And he like he's pouring water all over himself and he's like body rolling on the ground. And then he just walks up to the cashier and he's like, how much for the Cheetos and water? And that's when she loses it and starts laughing.
Oh, my God.
And it's probably that's my favorite scene in the entire movie and one of my favorite scenes of all time.
Damn.
Yeah. Because it kills me.
Is Matthew McConaughey in that film?
No.
No. Okay.
He's mentioned in it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's where I got confused. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to do it to myself.
Yeah, do it.
Damn.
Definitely do it.
I might run a bubble bath and put it on my iPad and just like chill.
Sure. Jake even loves it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely watching it. Okay, great.
It's really funny. And the dancing's amazing. So.
Yeah, well, that is one thing, isn't it? Sexy men dancing. I love it. Okay.
Okay.
My next one is not about sexy men dancing at all. It's called Bring It On.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that because
cheerleading.
Okay, all right. They're dancing. I get it.
They're dancers.
They're dancers.
These are gold. I actually tossed up between Bring It On because this is my final one. I don't know if you have any more after this.
I do. I've got more, but it's okay.
Okay. I just kept it to I think I had 4 or 5 on the list. Anyway, I tossed up between this and Footloose.
Cute.
Kevin Bacon Footloose.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Bring It On is just a fucking wonderful movie, honestly. It is. And the choreography in the film and sort of the choreography also taking the piss in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
I love.
Yeah, definitely.
I also love that, you know, they got such heavily involved with the gymnastics side of things.
Yes.
Have you ever watched have you ever watched Cheer on Netflix?
My brother is a cheerleader.
Is he?
Yes. I haven't watched Cheer on Netflix, but my brother, I'm going to shout out to him. I don't think he does it anymore, but he was a cheerleader in a bloody champion team.
Oh.
I know. Down south in New South Wales, I believe it was Macquarie University team. Amazing.
Right.
Absolutely amazing stuff.
They're athletes. Honestly, I don't know how they do it. And I haven't watched all of Cheer, but I've seen probably 3 episodes and I'm just like, damn, these people put their body on the line.
They really do.
And like, you know, Bring It On is a movie obviously depicting that, but
yeah,
it's a great film.
Amazing.
And like the dancing in it, also great.
And just absolutely hilarious too. Mm. Like so quotable as well.
It stood the test of time, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely has.
So there you go. Bit of cheerleaders to finish off my list.
All right. Well, I've got 2 more.
Okay. Hit me.
All right. So I'm just going to – listen, I could not make this list without mentioning Dirty Dancing.
Yes, I had it there and I was like, is that blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it most definitely is a dancing movie. It's got dancing in the title. So it's Dirty Dancing. There's really not much more that we need to say about it. It is an absolute classic. It's got Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Patrick Swayze. The world is a sad place since you've gone, Patrick.
I know, Patrick. Come, baby, come back. I'm such a fool. Blah, 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 blah. And then even singing the song.
Yeah.
You know, feel the breath in my face. That one.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
And the final dance in that is will forever be goals.
The time of my
still really want to do that dance for my 10th wedding anniversary.
Can I tell you a story about that dance and weddings?
Sure.
So my husband is not a dancer. He refused to take any dance lessons for our wedding. And I was like, you know what? Right. Joke's on you, mate. You're getting out there with me no matter what happens.
You're going to dance either way. So
he got out there and he was like, I should have, like whispering in my ear, I should have had a dancing lesson. I'm like, well, just show me off to the rest of the world now because that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's right.
My best friend and I were like, we had a few wines on my wedding night, right?
Oopsie doopsies.
I've had the time of my life comes on and I looked at Reese and I was like, there's no way this motherfucker is going to catch me. I look at my best friend. She's tucking her dress into her underwear and just like, let's go. She dropped me on my face, but it was a great time. And we have it on film.
Amazing.
Like my white wedding dress is just like strewn. We're just like laying on the floor and I was like, oh, what incredible. A mess. What a mess. But I look back on it now and I'm like, what did you do?
You tried.
We tried real hard. That's all. We got like maybe shoulder height and then it was just all downhill from there. Anyway, we had a good time. Anyway, segue. There you go. Dirty dancing. Yes, dirty absolutely dancing. Belongs on the list.
Amazing. And one final one, Strictly Ballroom.
Oh.
It is an Aussie film.
Yes.
I love this movie.
I have not seen that movie since I was in like primary school, I reckon. Really? We watched it.
It's so funny. It's one of those, it's like a mockumentary as well, and it takes a piss out of itself and it takes a piss out of ballroom dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in true Australian fashion. It is a Baz Luhrmann, you know, true classic. To form,
yep.
You know, kind of thing. I still to this day remember the introduction of the character Liz,
mm-hmm.
who just bursts into the room screaming. And when I think of Strictly Ballroom, I just think of this blonde, fake tan, pastel pink-lipped person bursting into a dance studio going, ah! And it's amazing. And also the paso doble at the end, which is
that's
just
a sexy dance.
Oh, it sure is. Baby.
I cannot do that dance.
And they broke all the rules because they were saying Barry Fife is his name and he
Barry
was saying
Fife,
Barry
right.
Fife said Barry. That you couldn't do it and he was saying unplug the music and then they didn't unplug it. But even when they turned the power off,
they kept going.
The grandma in the crowd started clapping and then they made a beat with the freaking claps of the audience.
And it continued.
It continued.
And they did an amazing
and her
job.
Her dress was so sparkly.
Yeah, I do love a good sparkly dress.
And she had naturally curly hair and she did the whole thing where she took off her glasses and then
she was
beautiful.
Cute. Yeah, sometimes I wish that would happen to me.
Rude. I take off my glasses. I'm just like, the fuck?
I can't see shit, number one. I'm running into walls and crap. Missing out
Oliver
on people.
Oliver asked me today, he's like, can you see without those?
Mm-mm,
and you know what? And I was like, I can see you, but like
you can see. Like, so my vision is like probably about 0.8 meters in front of me, like not even a meter, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like I have a sphere of vision, just enough to not bump into walls.
Oh.
And then like I know there's a person or a figure or something in front of me. No features, just blur.
Sad ones.
Yeah.
No, I'm not quite that bad, Ames.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Yeah. I'm not.
I can see. I just like, so I've taken my glasses off.
Me too. This is a strange world.
No, I can see everything in this room. I would probably struggle to read that little poem on the.
What poem?
There's a poem on the fridge.
On the yellow?
On the yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see the yellow.
I can see the title of it. I can see that it's called Wolf Wolf. But if you ask me to read it out, there's no way I could do that.
I'm going to tell you where my vision comes into focus.
Okay. Tell me.
Just there.
Oh, yeah. That is
less than
a meter.
It's probably less than a meter now. Yeah. It's maybe half a meter. I can read that glass says, you are my sunshine. And then nope.
Oh, sad.
I'm very blind. I'm legally not allowed to drive without my glasses.
Yeah, I can't drive without mine either.
I'm waiting to get that laser eye surgery.
Okay.
But it's expensive.
Oh, shit. I've got the outro on here and I just closed it.
Oh, well, I'm going to start.
Like
just the pressure's
dingbat.
On.
Oh, my God.
What
here we
dingus.
Go.
I can
go
read
for
really
it.
Slow.
No, go on.
We're done. That is it for this week. We will be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au. I fucking did it without the screen.
She didn't even read the notes, you guys. Oh, shit, I've got a line. And finally, make sure you join our Fangirl fan group on Facebook. That's you now. Because you've got no notes.
Oh, really?
That's it. As always.
As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.